And now we will have the pleasure to listen to Gord Whittaker from Universität Göttingen. And he will talk about Chinese and Mesopotamian writing, a further comparison of early systems.
Mesoamerican writing.
Sorry.
Before I begin, I'd like to ask Bob England if he has enough coffee. Or need any more coffee? You sure you got enough coffee there? Okay, then we can start. My main aim in this presentation is to familiarize you with the principal features and problems of Mesoamerican writing studies. Right here I see something Egyptian. Okay, the timeline you have on the handout for what we're considering. The Olmec culture or civilization of Mesoamerica is generally regarded as the mother culture. The main controversy involving the Olmecs is whether they had writing or not. In fact, whether they had the calendar system that is characteristic of Mesoamerica and writing, or whether they had iconography. In fact, this issue is similar to the problem we have in China with regard to the origins and dating of early writing. Whether the existence of recorded numerals and calendrical signs is sufficient evidence for proving the existence of writing, or whether, in fact, notation systems, including numerals, and iconographic systems, including emblems, city-state emblems, clan emblems, and the like, and calendrical signs, whether that constituting iconography is independent. Now, we still don't have it. Okay. I'm going to be running very quickly through, in the first half of the presentation, through a series of slides concerning the Olmec, because we can't read or even interpret many of the symbols or signs from this period. But I'll be showing you the problems we have. Okay, as you see here, the rough dating of the Olmec, basically between 1200 and 600 BC, probably that's conservative, because these are radiocarbon years and not calibrated. Therefore, it may go back to as early as 1600 or 1800 BC. Now, right in the middle of the Olmec period, we have a shift in systems. We have the introduction of jade as the most precious element and as the preferred medium for iconography. The problem is the individual symbols that we have on jade celts could be elements in a writing system, or they could be elements in an iconographic system. A single symbol alone, as in Chinese, for example, Chinese tattoos consisting of a sign for health or wealth or the like, need not be considered an element of writing outside of a linguistic context. It is also iconographic. We're not getting very far on this. Slides. I really need this. Without the slides, it's okay. Okay, I'll ad lib a bit. Okie doke. Okay, we have from the from around 900 BC, 1900 BC, preferred use of greenstone objects, greenstone medium, mostly jade, for masks and celts. And on these items, on masks and on celts, we frequently find iconographic symbols which may also be used in the context of writing. But this is the big debate. Mesoamericanists and students of writing are split on whether this constitutes writing or not. Now, both of these masks come from Chuapan in southern Mexico. The first mask had no iconography on it. This one has iconography to the surrounding the mouth. You can just faintly see the lines. Now, this is, no one would argue that this is writing or part of a writing system. But we also find, as you see here on the celts, depictions of deity heads and other symbols that cannot be deciphered, and cannot be assigned to specifically iconography or specifically writing. This offering scene from La Venta, it has been recently in the papers in recent years because a Chinese scholar in the U.S. has claimed that on these we have Shang writing. I can quite emphatically say we have nothing of the sort. There is no representation in any form, copied or otherwise, of Shang writing in Mesoamerica known to the present day. That is absolutely definite. What we have here are jade celts, very small celts. The upright celts are standing here for stelae, and on them there are carvings, but it is part of an original stone that was cut into many pieces. So it is not a series of inscriptions, but in fact an iconographic depiction that has been split in at a later point. Now you see here the basic spread of Olmec civilization, the center around the Isthmus of Tehuantepec in the north, and the trade routes for various precious substances into the Valley of Mexico and beyond, and down the Pacific coast. In all of these areas we find Olmec iconography. In caves to the west, in western Mexico, we find, for example, this beautiful depiction of an Olmec ruler. And from the same period, and from neighboring caves, and nearby caves, Oxtotitlan, we have iconographic depictions of important celestial deities, for example, the dragon here, which is also the first day name in the Mesoamerican calendar, in almost all of the Mesoamerican calendrical systems we know of. This depiction here is surrounded by six circles, which in the normal Mesoamerican context would be a day name, a dragon six or six dragon. The lower three circles have been damaged by vandals. The question is this in fact a calendrical statement? And if so, does this mean that the writing is also present? I would argue it does not. We must distinguish, and in writing studies in general, not just in Mesoamerica, students far too frequently confuse notation systems and iconographic systems with writing systems. And we must just keep these three apart. Notation systems are separate and autonomous from writing and occur earlier than writing in all areas. What we have here in the same cave is what would, in a later Mesoamerican context, be understood as a toponym. The lower scroll device is a typical mountain depiction which is usually below place name elements in later periods, including the Aztec period and in the Maya area. Whether or not this is, in fact, here in the Olmec period also the name of a place is highly debatable. As you see, we have a sequence of three elements in a row. Is this a sequence of three iconographic symbols, or is it a sequence of three writing signs? How much do we need in sequence to establish the existence of writing? Now, again, the map of the Olmec. We have this cylinder seal, which one scholar argued as very early Mesoamerican writing. It dates to about also around 1000 or 900 BC. The middle element is an Olmec deity head. Again, I would say this sequence of three on a cylinder seal is hardly evidence of writing, particularly since you cannot also establish the point of reading beginning on a cylinder seal, which is circular. You can start at any point. There is nothing that we know of from later Mesoamerican writing to argue for this being writing at this point, as opposed to iconography, symbolic system. In the press in the last two or three years have been these fragments from San Andres in the heartland of the Olmec area. The upper fragments on greenstone have been argued to be the name of a ruler called Three Ahau. This is utterly preposterous. First of all, so little is evident of the original composition that it is not possible to prove that there is even a relationship between the Aho or Lord sign in the Maya period and the symbol here on the Olmec fragments. A number three is also not provable. And even so, even if it is read as in the later Maya system, three Aho, three Lord, which is a calendrical name which can be applied to a person as well, date of birth, this does not establish the existence of writing, since again, calendrical notation is part of a notation system and not part of writing. It may be incorporated into a writing system, just as our in the English or German or French writing system, which is basically alphabetic, we have logograms in the form of number signs, which are an autonomous system derived from a notation system. The lower element in green is on a cylinder seal and shows a bird speaking or singing. Again, what is coming from the mouth need not be writing. It may be iconographic or it may not. It is simply insufficient evidence for the use of writing. The most recent discovery from the Olmec heartland comes from a place called Kaskahal, and this was discussed in Science magazine and is still highly controversial because it is because from there comes this very small tablet, again on greenstone, and I hope doesn't give the project the images very well, so you can't really see much here. But what we have is linear sequences, very, very suggestive of writing. However, the problem with this little tablet is, firstly, there is nothing before, at the same time, or later, that shows any relationship to this. So, if so, it is unique. Secondly, most of the elements you see here are well-known iconographic elements found individually on celts and other things in the Olmec period, and therefore we would have to argue for a dual usage of most of these symbols. And thirdly, the linear sequence is in part problematical. It appears to be an authentic tablet. The patination argues for that, but I still have my problems with it. In any case, we can't do anything at this point with it. It is, however, the only Olmec item suggestive of the existence of writing. If authentic, it dates to around 900 to 1000 BC. Now, what do I have coming here? Yeah, the very end of the Olmec period, we have this slab with a sequence of three items. This, again, is suggestive of writing, accompanying an iconographic scene, but it already post-dates the existence of writing elsewhere in Mesoamerica, in Oaxaca to the west, in the Zapotec system. The La Mojarra only piece in Mesoamerica and the only system that it has this characteristic. This also, by the way, has not yet been deciphered, although there is one scholar who argues that he has deciphered it. But again, the proof of decipherment is when independent scholars come to the same conclusions in reading. This Epi-Olmec, or Isthmian is the other term for Epi-Olmec, mask, very recently discovered, has on its reverse several columns of text. It is indisputable evidence of writing, but it is unreadable, and the script contains compounding. That's pretty clear because several of the graphic elements are found separately and joined together within the space of a square sign. But again, these systems cannot yet be read. Now, from the center of the state of Oaxaca, seen here, come a series of slabs, about 300 of them, showing iconographic depictions of what appear to be slain individuals, next to whom are sometimes sequences of two or three hieroglyphs. Again, the context is highly suggestive of writing, and the lower object, and is suggestive of a verb, again, it's only suggestive. There are several repetitions of this kind, but the inscriptions are always short from the earliest period, which is roughly 500 to 300 BC. See here again the same element in second position. And it is possibly the first element names the person, and the second element is a verb describing what is happening to him. Again, contextual evidence, but nothing conclusive. Here we find an unusually long inscription next to the head, a series of glyphs which may refer to the person. On the chest is a sequence of glyphs. Now that's interesting because heart sacrifice exists from the earliest period, and there are several of these slabs where the position of the heart is cut out. There is a cavity. Presumably a precious stone would have been inserted in that position. So the inscription over the chest may refer to heart sacrificial ritual, but again, this is purely speculative. What you see highlighted at the base of this Dansante is a well-known day name and number in the Mesoamerican calendar. This is not evidence for writing, since, as I said, calendrical systems exist in Mesoamerica independent of writing. In this early period, we also find stelae with inscriptions, one column and even two column inscriptions, without iconography accompanying it. This is extremely unusual, and this writing system is, by the way, the only example in the world that I know of writing devolution as the state rises in power. Usually, as a state rises in power, if it has a writing system, the writing system is enhanced along with the elevation of the scribal class. We have the opposite happening here. We have iconography increasing at the expense of writing, not the reverse. One could argue that iconography is more international, propagandistically more useful. We find in all periods iconography accompanying writing, and iconography eventually wins out. The longest inscription known is about 200 BC, approximately. After that, it gets less and less, till we're left with only iconographic depictions and calendrical signs. What you see surrounding the iconographic depiction, this is a so-called marriage register, are nothing other than calendrical notations, which, unfortunately, a lot of Mesoamericanists call writing, but it is not writing. Now, if we move to the Maya area, which is basically Maya languages recorded in the inscriptions of the classic Maya period. The classic Maya system is, of course, at least the third of the writing systems developed in Mesoamerica chronologically. It has no clear relationship to the previous systems, although it can be argued to be related to the Epi-Olmec Isthmian system. But again, that is not at this point provable. There are too few correlations. Inscriptions are lengthy. They occur on stelae, accompanying iconographic representations of rulers and events surrounding rulers. As you see on the right-hand side, the slab shows a court scene and accompanying columns and lines. A high prevalence of numerical and calendrical notation on the inscriptions, sometimes as much as a half to two-thirds of an inscription can be pure calendrical information. The reading order of Maya signs is relatively clear, but again, is a problem, something we find in virtually no other writing system. Proto-cuneiform provides examples of a versatile reading order, but there are this is not a common characteristic of writing systems. Now, the other thing is, and show the virtuosity of the scribes. Very important thing. As in China, calligraphy plays a very important role in Mesoamerica. In the Kurdistan, Marxist-Leninist method, because of that statement, Konorozov's work was ignored for many years, but he broke the Maya code, in effect. He was correct in this respect. It is these syllabic writings pure syllabic writings and variations in context with logographic writings, which have allowed us now to read most Maya codex texts and about 70% of the inscriptions on stone. But the reading order is totally unpredictable. This is very... there we are, we're finished.
I'm afraid we have no time for questions.